Newly named knights these days seldom have to take up lance or sword in defense of the throne. Commentator Andrei Cădrescu wonders whether freshly minted saints have it so easy.
A few years ago, the Vatican was considering naming Saint Isidore of Seville the patron saint of internet users and computer programmers, in an effort, I believe, to grasp, guide, and aid the expanding cyber universes. I read about the nomination on the internet, but I haven't heard a thing since. Saint Isidore, who lived in the 7th century, is believed to have written the world's first encyclopedia, the Etymologies, which included entries on medicine, mathematics, history, and theology. What's his new job supposed to be? Protecting people from spam or carpal tunnel syndrome, from bad jokes and misinformation? Or the spread of self-expanding blogs that are quickly on their way to becoming heavy enough to trap light? Or was the saint just there to go with the flow and to make sure it didn't drift to the dark side? The Vatican first went online in 1996 at www.vatican.va. The site was powered by three host computers named after the archangels Raphael, Michael, and Gabriel. The Pope himself moved into cyberspace in 1998, and the world's 1 billion Roman Catholics were able to hear and see him recite the Angelus prayers on Sundays and listen to his weekly audience on Wednesdays. Since then, every other religious outfit, big and small, settled a piece of cyberspace, including a group which believes that the pyramids are ancient, abandoned shopping malls. The web has long ago quit drifting in any particular direction. It fills every nook and cranny, light or dark. Saint Isidore of Seville, an encyclopedist by nature, would doubtlessly crack under the strain of such exploding diversity. If he's not already on the job, I propose that the Pope or the Internet Authority, whoever they are, name Coyote, the Native American trickster, for the job. Coyote not only creates chaos wherever he goes, he really, really digs it.
Poet Andrei Cădrescu edits the online magazine ExquisiteCorpse.org.